Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
All right, SAS kicked off last night on Channel 7. I'm not huge on reality TV, but a lot of hype around this one, so I jumped on board last night. And very quickly, my review.
Yeah, go for it.
Loved the first episode. There's no messing around with
this
show.
It's hooked you in.
It's not like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, where it's very gimmicky, and they've got Dr. Chris Brown and Julia
Morris. Are you saying
Morris
that
there?
Dr. Chris Brown couldn't go on SAS Australia?
Oh, he might be able to hack it. I'm not sure how he'd go, but it's very gimmicky. This is down to business.
It is the legitimate SAS training. It is. They are, these celebrities are dropped into a compound with a pack, two sets of clothes, and a long, long list of things that they need to achieve and accomplish every day in sub-zero temperatures. There is no letting up. Like, this is, and it says in the promo, like, it's not a game. This is legit. And from what I've seen and heard, it looks terrifying. Like, some of the stuff they have to do just already out of the gates looks so terrifying.
Yeah, they had to do stuff last night, like backflip out of a helicopter was this sort of their first initiation.
No small thing.
Nah, crawling through some ice cold, watery mud. And along the beach as well. They had to fight each other last night.
It's definitely not Love Island. Let's put it that way. It's
no
the opposite
there.
Of Love Island.
Unless Chappelle hooks up with someone, who knows? But
not the best conditions to meet someone either, crawling through an ice tunnel full of icy mud.
We had Merrick Watts on the show yesterday. Here's what he had to say about the show, and he talks about the fighting.
But to be honest, going 15 metres at the back of a helicopter is pretty full on, but it's by nowhere near the hardest thing that you're asked to do when you're on the show. It just, from there, it gets worse. Shortly after that, in the same day, in fact, and it's on tonight's episode, you get to see me fight toe-to-toe with Mitchell Johnson, the fast-bowling cricketer from the Australian team, and he punches my brain in.
Oh.
And at the same time, breaks one of my ribs. And that's like hours into the course and hours into you know what we're doing, and in the first episode I've got a busted rib and slight brain damage.
Mez went hard last night.
Yeah, I feel like it's a situation where you have to go hard. Like, you have no choice. If you're going to survive in that environment, you have to give it more than 100%, like everything you've ever given something, you have to give to getting through those challenges.
Also, if you're a fan of the show, get the full Merrick chat at our podcast, by the way, because he talks more extensively about being on the show. So if you enjoyed it last night, get the Gaundy and Maz podcast, take a listen to the full chat. Now, I want to play this audio.
Okay.
This is confronting to watch last night, but it was a big moment. So Sabrina Fredericks, who's an AFLW player.
Yep.
They had to pick who they wanted to fight last night.
This is like a full fist fight.
This
like
is boxing gloves.
Like a punch on.
Helmet
like you got
on,
the headgear, but
They tell you to go hard at each other. It was very confronting to watch. And
I'm not a fan of that.
Given that you were going to be on the show, I am going to ask you which celebrity you would have picked to fight
last
night.
I've had to think about it.
But take a listen to this moment last night. Now, it is confronting, but a lot of positive feedback to say that she set herself up for this challenge, which people were loving. Take a listen.
Making a bold move. AFLW player Sabrina Fredericks steps up.
Want you to pick your enemy.
When a recruit chooses an opponent, it tells us a lot about that individual. If they've chosen someone that's smaller, then that will tell us that they're scared of being hurt. They're scared of being beaten.
Number six.
In a show of strength, number 14, AFLW player Sabrina Fredericks has chosen one of the biggest male recruits. Number six, Nick Cummins.
I feel like my whole life is a constant fight. I'm a black woman in a same-sex relationship working in a male-dominated sport. I'm in this experience to prove that women can do this.
When I say fight, you will fight.
I know what women can do.
Fight!
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Get into him. Go for it.
Oh, even listening back to that has got me going.
That's
because every
really
part of
intense.
Every part of me has been raised to
never
never lay hands on a woman. And I'm sure Honey Badger felt that way as well.
It would have been really
she
confronting for him.
But, you know, she chose, and I saw a lot of ladies online yesterday saying, you
go
know,
girl.
Go girl, go Sabrina.
So you want to know who I would have chosen if I was on the show and faced with that situation. Firstly, can I say, like, not an easy choice.
No. I feel like you'd knock Roxy over pretty easily. She left after 6 hours.
So the other thing is that I'm 5'2". I feel
small.
Like I'm a foot shorter than any of the other contestants on the show. I'm tiny, but I'm feisty. And the person that I would choose, and I think that there is a bit of strategy in this as well, because you want it, I think anyway, you want it to be a fair fight. And that's why I think Sabrina chose who she chose, because she wanted it to be fair. She wanted to show that she was fearless. She wanted a challenge. And that's what this show is about. So I think of the list of celebrities, I would absolutely not choose a male based on my size. I know Firas Durrani is quite tiny, but I still think if I'm going to have a fair fight with someone on the show, it's going to be the person that's almost my mirror.
Please say Chappelle. Come on. You're fighting Chappelle, aren't
you? Do you know who I'm going to choose?
Come on.
It's because, like, we're both mums to young boys. We were both on MTV. She was on Neighbours and I was on Heartbreak High. I would choose Erin McNaught. Because aside from the fact that she is a model, and I am definitely not, we do have a lot of similarities. And I think that would have been a fair fight. And I don't know who would win between Erin and I, because I think it would be so fair.
Well,
that's who I would choose.
As we speak, producer Matt is probably getting in touch with Erin McNaught's people to set up a boxing ring.
I'm not
ring
going
at the front
to fight anyone. I've never been in a fight in my life. And
neither.
To be really honest, like, hearing that audio, I'm so glad that I have not been in that situation.
Could have been you. You could have been selected to fight one of these guys.
But here's the other thing, right? Sure. What was interesting is the guy. Who's the guy, Ant? He's like the big wig on the show. Ant?
The guy who runs it from Ant's Middleton. Ant Middleton. He's a weapon,
so
that guy.
He was saying that if you choose someone who you know you're going to beat, it's a sign of weakness. So no one would have chosen me if I was on the show because I'm so teeny tiny and cute. Yeah. No one's going to want to box my face in.
For what it's worth, I would have chose Jackson Warne, Shane Warne's son.
For it just
I just reckon I could take him down.
Okay.